You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. Back to Greece for a moment, where protesters have taken to the streets, even clashing violently with police earlier this evening. They're angry about the terms of a bailout, which the Greek parliament is set to vote on later tonight. Know who else is complicating the path forward for that agreement? The IMF, the International Monetary Fund. It said it won't be part of any deal that doesn't involve debt relief for Greece. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains how that might work and why it's so contentious.
There are a few ways Greece could get some relief from its staggering debt. Creditors could lower interest rates, they could give Greece more time to make payments, or they could just wipe some of the debt away, say, forget about a chunk of the money you owe us. But all paths are not created equal.
The line in the sand for some European states seems to be no principal reduction.
Anna Gelpern is a law professor at Georgetown. She says that hard line is all about optics.
Right, you don't want to say we forgave Greek debt and lost money for the taxpayers.
Gelpern says the IMF is warning that Greece has an unsustainable level of debt, that if forgiveness is off the table, there will have to be some big concessions elsewhere, maybe pushing the timing of payments out decades. And don't forget, Greece still needs more money. Muj Tabaraman with the Eurasia Group says giving Athens the tens of billions it needs for a new bailout becomes a really tough sell if it's also erasing old debt.
So it's very difficult to convince skeptical creditor parliaments to both lend money to Greece at the same time as assuming losses on loans already extended.
Plus, all eyes are now on Greece. So Steve Hanke at Johns Hopkins says Eurozone leaders are worried about setting a precedent.
If we allow people to continually break rules, pretty soon it's not going to be just Greece breaking the rules, but Italy will break the rules next, or some other country that's in the Eurozone.
In other words, Greece and its creditors still have a long way to go. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.